Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam Guru Sri Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining. So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So are you present on the call, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji, I am here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam, all Guru Sri Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening us about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association. Now you can take over the call, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आवर स्टडी of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. We are reading from Madhya Lila, chapter 20th, verse number 252. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing his devotee and disciple, Srila Sanatan Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
अनंत शक्ति मध्य कृष्णेरा तीन शक्ति प्रधान इच्छा शक्ति ज्ञान शक्ति क्रिया शक्ति नाम
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Translation
Krishna has unlimited potencies out of which Three are chief: willpower, the power of knowledge, and the creative energy.
Verse number 253.
Ichha shakti pradhan Krishna, ichha sarva karta, jnana shakti pradhan Vasudev adhishtata.
Translation: the predominator of the willing. Potency is Lord Krishna. For by His supreme will, everything comes into existence. In willing, there is a need for knowledge, and that knowledge is expressed through Vasudeva. Verse number 254.
Ichha jnana kriya vina. Nahasya Sri Jana Tiner Tina Shakti Meli Prapanchara Chana.
Translation: there is no possibility of creation without thinking, feeling, willing, knowledge, and activity. The combination of the supreme will. Knowledge and action brings about the cosmic manifestation.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha
नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। थैंक यू वेरी मच पवित्र माधवी माता जी फॉर दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सर्व ऑल ऑफ यू। आई वुड लाइक टू वेरी humbly offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. I would also like to beg all of you to please bless me so that by the power of your blessings I may become temporarily empowered for just few minutes. Empowered with the right attitude, right words, right knowledge, so that I may be able to share this knowledge in the mood that I am preaching to myself, and by the blessings of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, it may benefit all the listeners also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We are continuing our study of Sanatan Shiksha, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing our Sambandha Acharya, Srila Sanatan Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing Krishna Tattva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing Bhagavan Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the last word in transcendence. We should study our scriptures very carefully. Let's just imagine. Here is Krishna himself in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining who Krishna is. Because it is not possible for a Jivatma to understand Krishna. Vedaham samatitani वर्तमानानि च अर्जुन भविष्यामि च भूत tani mam tu veda na kaschana. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Vedaham samatitani. I know everything that has happened in the past. Krishna knows our past. Krishna knows how we chanted our japa this morning. Krishna knows how many times we have thought ill of others. How many times we have spoken ill of others. How many times we have tried to pull others down and push ourselves up. Krishna knows. Krishna knows our past. How many times we have acted selfishly under the influence of lust. How many times in the past we have acted arrogantly under the influence of anger. How many times in the past we have acted insensitively, intoxicated by our greed and pride. How many times in the past we have acted demoniacally under the influence of envy. Krishna knows our past. We can cheat the whole world. We can wear the best dhoti, the best kurta, put on the best tilak, wear the thickest kantimala so that it is visible, not wear any other jewelry, remove it and go to the temple with a blissful face. We can chant our rounds in the car. We can chant our pending rounds the next day. We can go for Janmashtami after eating a full meal, Ekadashi meal, and pretend that we are tired and thirsty. We can pretend to be exemplary devotees, and we can be successful. We can get everyone to buy our story. Hare Krishna. We can break the four regulative principles grossly or subtly. Mental sense gratification, physical sense gratification, we can do, and we can go in the association of devotees. Nobody will find out. We can sit among them or we can sit on the Vyasasana. Nobody may find out. Nobody knows what you have done when you were alone. Nobody knows. You can cheat the whole world. Out of illusion, we can cheat our own self also. We can cheat ourselves into believing what a sincere devotee I am. Or at least, I am a nice devotee. I'm a good devotee. We can be convinced in our mind, and we can cheat everyone. But we cannot cheat our way back to Godhead, because we cannot cheat Krishna. We cannot cheat Krishna. We have to be sincere. If we want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, we have to be sincere. We have to be aware that Krishna is in our hearts at all times. He knows our thoughts, He knows our motivations, He knows our actions, He knows what we are thinking when we are alone. He knows what we are doing when we are alone. Krishna knows everything. Vedaham samatitani. Krishna has knowledge of everything. All our past, all our activities. It's like being in front of a CCTV camera. All of us are being monitored. And this is a CCTV which has no blind spots. It is foolproof. Krishna is watching us. Every time we talk, every time we think, every time we play politics, every time we are diplomatic, every time we manipulate people, it's being recorded by Krishna. We are always in front of a camera. We can turn a blind eye to the camera called Krishna. Like I said, we can cheat ourselves. We can cheat everyone. We can cheat our family members. We can cheat our fellow devotees. We can cheat our spiritual master. And at least we can think that we are cheating our spiritual master. We can lie. We can pretend. But Krishna knows everything that we are doing. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? If we are always being monitored. We are always being watched. Every thought, not just our actions, every thought, even when we are in the privacy of our bathroom, everywhere we go, since our childhood, we cannot even tell Krishna that, okay, but this was before I took my vows of initiation. No, Krishna knows everything we have done in the past, not just this life, even previous lives, all our lives, all our thoughts, all our actions. Everyone likes some privacy. But Krishna, there is no privacy. Like it or not, there is no privacy with Krishna. He knows our intentions. He knows our thoughts. He knows our actions. He may play politics between two devotees. What devotee A knows, what I have done with devotee A, what I spoke to devotee A, devotee B doesn't know. What I spoke with devotee B, devotee A doesn't know. Devotee A thinks I am his well-wisher. Good. And devotee B thinks I am closer to him than devotee A, and I am his well-wisher. Both are confiding in me. But both don't know what I am doing. How I am manipulating both. How I am trying to become more and more popular. Have more and more power, more and more control, and how I'm trying to keep A and B away from each other. They should never come together, otherwise my position will get compromised. I want to control both of them. Yes, we can do it, and we can be successful. We can think that I got away with it. But Krishna knows everything. We cannot cheat Krishna. And what happens when Krishna knows our ulterior motives? What happens? What is the problem? The problem is bhakti cannot be achieved Everything has to be achieved in this world. This is a world of achievers. Self-made man. Rags to riches. Success story. He's a go-getter. He's the achiever. We are conditioned by this culture. But Krishna consciousness cannot be achieved. Krishna prem cannot be achieved. It cannot be cultivated. It is given to us. Krishna consciousness is given to us. It is bestowed upon us. And when Krishna knows our ulterior motives, we become deprived of His mercy. He does not give us Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti. He doesn't give us taste. Why He doesn't give? Because He knows we believe we can get it. Why should He give if we think that we can get it? But when we feel, when we are convinced we cannot get it, it is a gift. It is a gift. It is mercy. Mercy means what? It is given. I'm sitting in the hospital parking lot in my car and speaking Gaur Katha. I went to the Honda showroom and I bought this car. I wrote a check, paid money, and got this car. When I came home and I showed the car to my wife and my family, I did not cry with gratitude. Oh, this car is the mercy of the Honda showroom. They have mercifully given this car to us. No. I proudly showed off this car. I bought this car. I acquired it. I got it. I paid the money, price tag. I bargained, I negotiated, and here it is. It is mine. I got it. I earned the money, I gave the money, and I got it. This car is mine. Here is my title. Here is my key. It's mine. It's standing in my garage. I got the car from Honda. There is no gratitude. Why? Because this is not mercy. But if I am jobless in America, I don't have money, and somehow to take care of my family, somehow to go somewhere and earn some money, I need transportation, but my bank balance is zero. I don't have money to buy clothes for my children. I don't have money to buy grocery for my family. I'm very poor. I have some prospect of employment, but I cannot go there because I don't have transportation. I'm helpless. I desperately need some transportation. And someone comes and gives me a brand new Honda car. Gives me the key. And without taking a penny from me, says, "Here is your car. Take it. It's a gift." Then what attitude will I have when I go inside the house and tell my family members that I got this car? Then I will have tears of gratitude in my eyes. I don't deserve this. I cannot afford it. I have not done anything to own it. But still, this sadhu came, this saintly person came, and out of his causeless mercy, has given me this gift, this car. Now we can get around. Now I can find a job. I can go and work. I can take care of all of you. We have a car. It has been given to us. It's God's mercy. See how the attitude changes. Bhakti, Krishna Prem, Nishtha, taste for the holy name, all these things, spiritual realization, these things cannot be bought. These things cannot be achieved. It is not possible. They are given to us. They are given to us, my dear friends. When I started Brahmamurta Japa, I did it for 3 days, and the fourth day I did not wake up. I could not finish my 16 rounds during Brahmamurta. And I was telling my Shiksha Guru that, Prabhuji, you told me that Sola Mala matlab Brahmamurta Japa. 16 rounds means Brahmamurta Japa. You told me Sola Mala se kuch nahi hone wala. You will not achieve anything by 16 rounds. 16 rounds is just meant to keep your head above the water. You will survive. But you will not be able to help others. Prabhupada said 16 rounds is bare minimum. Prabhupada wanted us to chant more. He told 64. But nobody could do it. So he said, okay, 32. Nobody could do it. He said 16, but no less. 16 rounds is the bare minimum. Why are you doing minimum? Do you give the bare minimum food to your children? Do you give the bare minimum facilities to your wife? Do you give the bare minimum respect to your parents? Then why give Prabhupada the bare minimum? Don't you love Prabhupada? Don't you have any gratitude for him? Don't you have any feelings for him? 16 rounds is the minimum. Especially if you want to preach, if you want to sit on the Vyasasana, if you want to do any service, it is your responsibility to chant more than 16 rounds. 16 is the minimum you can express your gratitude to Prabhupada by cooperating and by doing more than what he has told you. He is so merciful that he said 16 rounds. But why should you stop at 16 rounds? Wake up 15 minutes early, chant a couple extra rounds. You told me this. 16 rounds means Brahmamurta rounds. And you have to chant more than 16 rounds. 16 rounds is the bare minimum. I took it seriously, Prabhuji. For 3 days I did. But fourth day I could not get up. I could not finish my 16 rounds in the morning during Brahmamurta. Why? You know what he told me? He said, Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, Brahma Muhurta Japa is a gift of Krishna. Chanting attentive rounds during Brahma Muhurta is a gift of Krishna. Before you begin your japa, beg. Beg Krishna. After you finish your japa, beg Krishna. We are beggars. Why do Matajis wear sari? Why do Prabhujis wear a chadar? Why? We are beggars. With the pallu of the sari, we hold that in both hands and we beg. After diksha, we are begging in the temple, begging in front of devotees. Diksha for the guru. Prabhujis sometimes carry a chadar on their shoulder. It is not for fashion. That chadar on the shoulder of a Prabhu is a sign that he is a beggar.
that chadar is held out with two hands. Bhiksha. It is a beggar's chadar. That chadar is meant to beg. We are beggars. We cannot do it on our own strength. Ekakya mara nahi paya bala. Harinama sankirtane. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying he cannot do it alone. And we think we can do it alone. We think we are achievers. We are go-getters. We are self-made. We are rags to riches. We are success story. That is illusion. He told me, before you start your japa, you thank Srila Prabhupada. You thank Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Thank Guru and Gauranga. Thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Now for the next 2 hours, I am going to express my gratitude by chanting. I am not going to chant japa. I am going to cry in front of you. I am going to cry out to you. With my eyes I will be looking at you. With my ears I will be hearing your holy name in which you have invested all powers. And with my mouth, which I have used, abused so many times, misused, I am going to cry out your names. It will not just come from my mouth, my tongue. It will come from my heart. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. 2 hours I am going to express my gratitude. 2 hours I am going to talk to you. 2 hours I am going to meditate on the meaning of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. 2 hours I am going to meditate on your beautiful form as you are standing on the altar as I am chanting. 2 hours I am going to meditate on the sound form of this Mahamantra. 2 hours I am going to pray for purification. 2 hours I am going to pray for the integrity of ISKCON. 2 hours I am going to pray that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement increases, grows stronger. 2 hours I am going to pray for every living entity, every non-living entity, everywhere, not just on this planet, everywhere. Everyone, everything, everywhere. I am going to pray for everyone, everywhere, everything. Because Krishna, you are the source of everything. You are the cause of everything. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You alone can take care of everyone and everything. Therefore, I am going to pray to you. And after you finish your chanting, you offer obeisances to Krishna again. In that time, you beg Krishna, Krishna, this is unbelievable. I chanted my 16 rounds and extra rounds during Brahma Murta in your presence on Tulasi Japamala. Krishna, this is the greatest gift, this is the greatest benediction you gave me. Unbelievable. Please, Krishna, please, I am begging you, give me this gift tomorrow also. Please, give me this gift every single day of my life. Why? Because if I chant attentive rounds every day during Brahma Murta, 16 rounds and my extra rounds, by your mercy, I may become purified. I may become purified of this lust. My eyes are looking here and there. I will become purified of lust. I will become purified of anger. What wrong statements I make, what wrong actions I do, what wrong messages I post. Out of anger. Impulsively, I react out of anger. Please, give me the right intelligence and the strength to control my anger. How I get into the rat race. How I ill-treat others because of my greed. I have to control my greed. I cannot be greedy for materialistic things, for mundane things. and how proud I become. I may become proud of this Brahma Muhurta Japa. I may become proud of my spiritual abilities. I may become proud of my material abilities. I have to control my pride. How it is difficult to tolerate others becoming more successful than me. How can I tolerate that devotee I preached? And now I have to sit in his lecture. What? That devotee used to ask me questions. What to eat on Ekadashi? What not to eat on Ekadashi? I have to sit and hear his lecture now. How can I tolerate this? He has completed Bhakti Shastri. I am still struggling with Ishopanishad. What is going on? That devotee is able to go for Yatra and he is telling everybody what he did in Yatra. And I could not go. Because I could not get holiday. Envy. So difficult to tolerate the success of other devotees. This devotee gave a lecture. 10 people said, posted, nice lecture, Prabhuji. When my lecture is posted, nobody ever says, nice lecture. So difficult, this envy just keeps cropping. You chop it off. Like the Ravan's head, when it poof, pops back up. Maybe not immediately. But next day, next week, next month, it sure enough comes. This envy comes. Why it is so difficult to tolerate the success of other people? Krishna, I have to get rid of this envy. And I'm doing all this nonsense because I think I'm this body. Everything in relationship to this body is mine. Anything that even little bit threatens the comfort and luxuries of this body, I consider those people as my enemy. But I am not this body. I am a spirit soul. I have nothing to do with this body actually. This body is property of Krishna. And everybody's body is a property of Krishna. And why am I acting in illusion? I have to conquer this illusion of false ego. I have to conquer lust. I have to conquer anger. I have to conquer greed. I have to conquer envy. I have to conquer pride. I have to conquer illusion born of false ego. I can do all this, Krishna. By your mercy, you can do it. I cannot do it. You can do it. You can kill these demons in my heart. But you will kill it when you know that I am sincere. Sincere is the word we need to write it down on our consciousness. Write it down on the blackboard of our consciousness. Sincere. I want to be sincere. I want to do what I am supposed to be doing when I am supposed to be doing it the way I am supposed to be doing it. I want to do what I am supposed to do when I am supposed to do it the way I am supposed to do it. And what do we want to do? What are we supposed to do? We have to do what Krishna wants us to do. We have to do what Krishna wants us to do. And Krishna's instructions are there in the scriptures directly. And they are coming down to us through our Guru Shishya Parampara. And Srila Prabhupada has made it so easily accessible. So easily accessible. So Krishna, you can do it. But you will do it only when you are convinced that I am sincere. You are convinced that I am looking at this not as something that I can buy, not as something that I can achieve, but as something that is given to me as a gift by causeless mercy. When we have that attitude, and where is the question of envy? It is not mine. It is Krishna's. And that Bhakti Shastri you got, that certificate also you got by Krishna's given abilities. So what you are achieving, you know, the 50 likes you got for your lecture, that also ability is coming from Krishna only.
there is the envy. What glory is coming to me is also coming because of Krishna. What glory is coming to you is also coming from that same Krishna. What glory is coming to that person is also from that same Krishna. What money is coming to you is same Krishna. Same Krishna is giving. It is a manifestation of Krishna's vibhuti, Krishna's opulence. Then why should I be envious? It is all Krishna's only. It's very deep. Bhakti is given when we are sincere. There is a wonderful, wonderful, sweet story. Who is the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam? Who wrote the original Tika on Srimad Bhagavatam, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had approved? Can someone unmute and tell?
Sridhar Swami.
Yes, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Sridhar Swami. He appeared in this world before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He preceded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in appearance. And he belonged to Shankaracharya Sampradaya, the impersonalist school. He was a pure devotee, but he was in the impersonalistic Sampradaya. So he wrote his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam and he came to Varanasi, where this conversation is taking place between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami that we are reading today. He came to Varanasi and it was a high seat of learning for all the Mayavadis, all followers of Shankaracharya. And he told his godbrothers, he told all the sannyasis that I have written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Hey, what is the need of writing a commentary on Bhagavatam? That is a lowly scripture. Shankaracharya has already explained the Vedas, has already explained the Vedanta Sutra, has already explained Bhagavad Gita, has already explained the Upanishads. What is the need of writing a commentary on a bhakti scripture like Bhagavatam? Shankaracharya never touched Bhagavatam. Why are you touching Bhagavatam? No. I wrote it because Bhagavatam is a very important scripture. It is said by the same author who wrote Vedanta Sutra, who wrote the Vedas, who wrote the Upanishads. That same author, Vyasadeva, is saying in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Shri Bhagavatam Ichyate Yat Rasamrita Triptasya Na Anya Swarati Kvachit. That Sarva Vedanta Saram hi, the essence of all the Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam. Shri Bhagavatam Ichyate Yad Rasamrita Triptasya. And one who is satisfied by the nectar of the juice of Srimad Bhagavatam, Na Anya Swarati Kvachit. He can never develop rati for anything else, any other literature. But still his godbrothers were not very happy. What is the need of writing this commentary? But even Bhagavatam, you know, who is going to read it? And whether what you have written is right or wrong, who knows? But Sridhar Maharaj, can you imagine what Sridhar Swami must have felt? 18,000 verses he read. He meditated on them. He reflected on them. And he wrote a commentary. Purely devotional commentary and analysis of Srimad Bhagavatam. Such exalted pastimes. The surrender of Kunti. Bhishma Stuti. The prayers of the gopis. Prayers of Gajendra. The story of Prahlad. The determination of Dhruva Maharaj. Such wonderful stories, pastimes, historical facts, such deep lessons. He has translated, he has commented, and they are saying that this commentary is not required, this tika is not required. Can you imagine how heartbroken he must have been? But he told them, at least you read it and see if it is worth it or not. They said, why should we read it? We don't even know whether you have enough knowledge and realization to comment on a Purana like that. So let us do this. Let us keep it in front of Kashishwar, Kashinath, Lord Shiva, who is residing in Kashi. Let's keep it in front of Kashinath. And if your commentary is worth its salt, if your commentary is good, if your tika is worth reading, Lord Shiva at night, when everybody is sleeping, will personally write something on your commentary. And if he does not write anything on your commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam by tomorrow morning, then we'll throw it in the river. It is useless. So Sridhar Swami agreed. And all these Mayavadi sannyasis, they took that commentary written by Sridhar Swami on Srimad Bhagavatam and they kept it in front of Vishwanath, Lord Shiva. And they closed the door at night. Next morning, when the sannyasis opened the door and they went in front of Kashinath, they went in front of the deity of Lord Shiva, they looked at the commentary. And on the very first page, Lord Shiva in his own handwriting had written a verse. And all these Mayavadi sannyasis, in the presence of Sridhar Swami, they read out that verse that Lord Shiva had himself with his own hands written on the original copy of the commentary written by Sridhar Swami on Srimad Bhagavatam. Shivaji wrote, Aham Vedmi Shuko Veti Vyaso Veti Na Veti Va Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grahyam Nabudhya Nachatikaya. What a beautiful verse. Shivaji wrote, Lord Shiva must have been in ecstasy when he wrote this. Guarantee. So he's writing, he's forgetting all Vaishnava etiquette. He's Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. But he's putting all the, throwing all the Vaishnava etiquettes out of the window. And he's writing, Aham Vedmi. I know Srimad Bhagavatam. Aham Vedmi. Shuko Vedmi. And Shukdeva Goswami knows Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyaso Veti Na Veti Va. Whether Vyasdeva has understood Bhagavatam or not, I don't know. Shivaji is saying, I understand Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukdeva Goswami understands Srimad Bhagavatam. Whether Vyasdeva understands or not, I don't know. Vyaso Veti Na Veti Va. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam. But I can tell you, Shivaji is saying, the devotees like Sridhar Swami have understood Srimad Bhagavatam. Sridhar Swami ki jai. Shivji ki jai. He says, Aham Vedmi Shuko Veti Vyaso Veti Na Veti Va Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam Nabudhya Nachatikaya. He says, Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grahyam. The devotees have accepted Srimad Bhagavatam as it is and therefore they have understood. And one can never understand Srimad Bhagavatam by buddhya, by your own mundane, limited intelligence. Not by your own buddhi you can understand Bhagavatam and nacha tikaya. Not by reading commentaries, the tikas written by so many XYZ commentators. It is not by reading zillion different commentaries. It is not by using your own speculation, imagination, intelligence that you can understand Bhagavatam. Only devotees like Sridhar Swami have understood Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam, the realization of Srimad Bhagavatam is a gift. That is why we use the word causeless mercy so often. It is causeless mercy. We had no money to buy this car. We had no money. Do you think we have any qualification to bathe Krishna, to dress him up, to cook for him, to feed him? That Krishna, who is personally served by Srimati Radharani, the topmost cook, the topmost devotee. It is said that Srimati Radharani is cooking for Krishna since time immemorial. And not one dish has been repeated. Srimati Radharani. Lakshmiji personally cooks for him. Lakshmiji serves Lord Narayan on a golden plate. You think we have the adhikar to feed Krishna? How contaminated we are. But this adhikar, this qualification has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you have no qualification. I made your qualification. We should always be cognizant of this fact. Krishna consciousness is a gift. We have to value it as such. Arrogance comes when we think we deserve it. Pride comes when we think that we have achieved it. Greed comes when we believe that it is ours. It is not ours, it is Krishna's. Bhakti is a property of Radharani. Whatever little bhakti we may have, it is Radharani's property. We should never forget this fact. Krishna consciousness is given. It cannot be achieved. And because we don't understand this, we have difficulties. Therefore, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is simple. For the simple. If we are simple-hearted, like the Brajavasis, if we are simple, like Sridhar Swami, innocent devotee, wrote the commentary for the betterment, for the welfare of the whole world, and they wanted to throw it in the river, if Shivji did not write anything. With folded hands, he was just praying, like Ambarish Maharaj, Maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tohara. What to do? Such a person who thinks I am nothing. Something means kinchana. Kinchit. Mataha parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya mai sarvam itam protam sutremani ganaiva. Kinchit asti dhananjaya. Kinchit means something, there is nothing. There is no truth beyond me. There is nothing superior to me, Krishna is saying. So kinchan means something. A kinchan means nothing. Kinchit means something. A kinchan means nothing. A devotee has to be a kinchan. One name of Krishna is a kinchan Krishna. Krishna who belongs to the impoverished. People who think, Ami to kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaitava pache pache. Ami to kangal, I am finished, I am penniless, beggar, I have nothing. I am holding my chadar in front of you and begging, I am a beggar. Ami to kangal, nothing, I am a kinchan. Kunti Maharani says, Krishna is the property of the akinchan. Tvam akinchana gochara. She says, oh Krishna, you are akinchana gochara. Gochara means people can go near you. Only those people can approach you who are finished. Kangal. I have nothing. This bhakti you have given, this money you have given, this appreciation is yours. When devotees say nice, nice, nice to me, I transfer it to you, Krishna. It's yours. Mera kuch nahi, I have nothing. I'm finished. I'm impoverished. Ami to kangal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna, Krishna, boli. All I'm doing is just saying, muttering, Krishna, Krishna, I have nothing other than this holy name which my guru has given me. Krishna, Krishna, boli. Dhai tava pache pache. I'm helplessly running after you, Krishna. Maharaj in his in the previous katha that we had, he said in the end, Krishna likes desperation in his devotees. How true! I love that statement so much. I cannot get over it. He said, Krishna loves desperation in his devotees. We should pray for that desperation. Krishna, I want to be so desperate for you. I want to be so desperate for you. I'm not going to chant japa. I'm going to cry in front of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Why I'm crying? Because I'm being troubled by these anarthas. Therefore I cry. I cry for your help. And we should value each other. Devotees are so dear to Krishna. The easiest way to love Krishna is to love Krishna's devotees. We have to ask ourselves, tell me 20 devotees that I love. Love means love. Tell me names of 20 devotees that I love. We have to think like that. Because we cannot love Krishna unless we love his devotees. But the problem is we don't love devotees. We like them at the most. Or we keep a respectful distance. Or we tolerate them. Or we handle them. Or we manage them. Or we help them. Or we guide them. We mentor them. We don't love them. That is our problem. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said, we don't want to engage in fault finding. We want to engage in love finding. These are just some of my thoughts. We only spoke about Vedaham Samatitani. Could not discuss Vartamanani Charchana Bhavishyami Chabhutani Mam Tu Vedana Kashyana. But that's okay. It is known. These are just some thoughts that came to my mind as we were hearing the great description of Krishna Tattva from Krishna himself in the form of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to our beloved Sanatana Acharya, the guru, the future guru of all the Braja Bhumi. When the same Sanatana Goswami, equipped with knowledge and instructions and empowerment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, goes to Braja Bhumi, he becomes the beloved of all the Brajavasis. So much so that every Guru Purnima, the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami, they do Govardhan Parikrama in his honor, because Sanatana Goswami used to do Govardhan Parikrama every day. This is what Sanatana Goswami is hearing. I was just thinking what must be going on in the heart, in the lotus heart of Sanatana Goswami as he is hearing this perfect narration of Krishna Tattva from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just some thoughts. Any correction, any comments or any questions, we can try. If I made any mistakes, please forgive me. I was only preaching to myself. Hare Krishna. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Shri Purushottam Mas ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such an instructive and beautiful class. Prabhuji, I have one question. That as you said, that Brahma Mura Japa is a gift of God. My personally, I'm not doing my japa in the Brahma Mura because I have to cook for my husband. He is going early for office, and because of some health issues, I'm not able to get up so much early in the morning. So after he goes to office, then I completed my japa. So will it not please to Krishna? So I was thinking, why I'm not able to get that gift? So how can I please Krishna so that I can also get that gift?
Hare Krishna. Mataji, your eagerness to chant during Brahma Murta, because you are feeling yourself to be Akinchana, Krishna is very pleased with your japa. Attentive japa is a gift of Krishna. Pure japa is a gift of Krishna. Quality japa is a gift of Krishna. We all have our own situations. There may be devotees who work night shift. For them, you know, it may not be possible to chant during Brahma Murta. We chant during Brahma Murta for several reasons. One of the main reasons is our mind is fresh at that time. Our boss will not email us. Our colleagues will not call us. Our family members don't need us. They are sleeping. So from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. we cry out for 2 hours. But everybody's situation is different. Everybody's health is different. Some people may get a migraine if they don't get adequate sleep. They may get other health problems. They may have an accident because they are too sleepy when they are driving. So we have to look at our situation and we should make priority for our minimum 16 rounds. Whichever time of the day we are able to chant quality japa, where there is no disturbance, we keep our phone away and we can exclusively go in front of Krishna, take our Tulsi Mala and chant in front of Krishna, cry out in front of Krishna, undisturbed. That you should do. In my life, because my work starts after 6, 4 to 6 works for me. But in your case, because you have to cook early in the morning, and after your good husband, he leaves for work, you have made cook prasad for him, you have fed Krishna, then you can get peaceful time, you can chant at that time. Whenever you can chant attentively, you can chant peacefully, that is good for you. But we should always feel akinchan, that Krishna, I wish I could do this better. I wish I could chant like Prabhupada. I wish I could chant like so many other exalted devotees. So like that. As long as we have that pridelessness and we feel ourselves akinchan. This akinchan word is so beautiful. I love this word. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to sign all his letters as Akinchan Siddhanta Saraswati. Used to call himself Akinchan. I love this. Akinchan. Kuch nahi, nothing. I have nothing. Everything belongs to Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. No glories to me. All glories to Krishna. No glories to me. Akinchan. So as long as we feel that desperation that I want to chant good rounds, it may be from 8 to 10, whatever, wherever you can find that good time where you can peacefully cry out to Krishna, nobody's going to bother you, that is good for you. Does that help, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. It helps. Yes. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Dasosmi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. This is Komala Kidasi. Can you hear, Prabhuji?
Yes, Komadaki Mataji, thank you so much. Please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna.
Accept my humble obeisances. I wanted to find out, because sometimes I chant most of the rounds, but then I do the deity worship, and then I chant, and after cooking and everything done, and 4 rounds or 6 rounds or something, after lunch time, then because I have nothing else to do that time for the deity and everything's taken care, then I chant. So then, I don't know if it's okay or not, but I do that. Because in the morning I chant, but then I cannot finish all 6 rounds in the morning. But then I do it later. Like this. So
that is very good, Mataji. See, this rule is for myself, because after 6 o'clock I get, hospital starts calling me. So after 6 o'clock my schedule is very unpredictable. I don't know what will happen. I may have to go, so I try to finish my japa before 6 o'clock. But everybody's situation is different. Not everybody has to leave home at 6:30 or 7 to go to work. So We have to make time for the most important things in life. And for us, Prabhupada said that 99% of our sadhana is our japa, minimum 16 rounds. So any time of the day where you can chant attentively, whether it is 10 rounds in the morning, and then remaining six rounds after you finish your puja, after you have fed Krishna, after you have had breakfast, that is fine, absolutely fine. So, you know, you can chant in the afternoon, you can chant at night, as long as it is attentive, chanting, it's in a prayerful mood, it doesn't matter. But for most people, we emphasize Brahma Muhurta Japa because it's a very auspicious time of the day. Our mind is fresh. There are less thoughts in the mind, less non-Krishna conscious thoughts in the mind generally. And other people will not disturb. Nobody usually calls up between 4 and 6. So other disturbances are minimum. So maximum chance of doing attentive japa. And most people, they leave home for work or whatever seva they have. So it is better you leave home before you, better you leave home after you finish your japa. That is why we emphasize 4 to 6, but it doesn't apply to everyone. You know, you can always chant after you finish your puja because your schedule is different. So yes, Mataji, it's perfect. What you're doing is perfect. And I always feel very, very blessed in your motherly presence. Every time when you speak, I feel very sheltered. Just by hearing your voice. Thank you so much, Kamadaki Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Sometimes I feel like calling you and ask you about this. But then I told me, I don't know, maybe you'll be busy. So then I said, maybe when it's on a call, I can ask about this. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'm always available, Mataji. Dasosmi.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. If there are no more comments or questions or corrections, then maybe we can end. Priti Vilasini Mataji, is that okay?
Krishna Prabhu, Dandavats. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for inspiring all of us and always keeping us in the right mood. Thank you so much. Really loved the verse of Lord Shiva. And also when you were talking about how even Srimad Bhagavatam is actually such a mercy that is given to us, causeless mercy. Who knew that we would get the Srimad Bhagavatam? So thank you so much, Prabhu. As usual, heart-melting, very beautiful association. Thank you for your very, very wonderful presence, Prabhu. We can end the call if no one else has any questions or comments.
There is just one thing. There is a reason why Shivji wrote that. Whether Vyasdev understood Bhagavatam or not, I don't know. We can discuss that in the next class. It's very sweet. The reason why Shivji wrote it. So that's all. Hare Krishna.
Sure. Yes, Prabhu. So thank you again so much. And thanks to all the devotees. We can end the call. Once I...